This article is brought to you by the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time, The Black Book of Eamon Blackthorne. Because the right words, at the right moment, change everything. Celebrity scandals, what works in reputation comeback. The Comeback Playbook, two ways to handle public disgrace. What happened? Celebrities caught in public scandals face a brutal choice: respond or retreat. Some make stunning comebacks while others disappear permanently. The difference almost never comes down to the severity of the scandal itself. It comes down to how they communicate in the critical window immediately after the story breaks. What they say, how fast they say it, and whether they own it or dodge it determines everything. The communication angle. Compare two paths. Path 1, the celebrity who goes silent, lawyers up visibly, then releases a carefully worded non-apology through a publicist 6 days later. Path 2, the celebrity who steps in front of a camera within 48 hours, speaks in plain language, takes direct responsibility, and outlines specific changes they are making. One of these people works again. The other becomes a cautionary tale. You already know which is which. The fatal mistake in path 1 is structural. A delayed, lawyered statement signals guilt and calculation to the public. People are not reading your words. They are reading your behaviour. Silence reads as hiding. A publicist's voice reads as cowardice. The audience is asking one question: does this person respect me enough to talk to me directly? A press release answers that question with a hard no. The comeback formula is not complicated, but it requires nerve. You need three things in your first public statement: a clear, unambiguous acknowledgement of what you did wrong, not mistakes were made, but I did this, a genuine statement of impact that centres the people harmed rather than your own feelings, and a concrete next step that is verifiable. Not I'm going to do better. That is noise. Instead, I'm entering a specific program, donating to a specific cause, stepping back from this specific role. Verifiable. Concrete. Done. The performers and public figures who actually recover share one trait. They stop treating the scandal as a reputation problem and start treating it as a communication problem. Reputation is the long game. Communication is what you do right now. Fix the communication and the reputation follows. Try to protect the reputation first, and you lose both. The real lesson here applies far beyond celebrity drama. This same pattern plays out in boardrooms, on social media, in job interviews after a gap in employment, and in marriages after a betrayal. The instinct to delay, soften, and protect yourself is universal. It is also universally destructive. Speed and specificity are your only real tools when trust has been broken. This is exactly the kind of scenario I break down in Say It Right Every Time. The chapter on accountability conversations gives you a framework for structuring a difficult statement so that it actually lands as honest rather than defensive. Most people reverse the order of these elements, leading with their intentions instead of their impact, and that single mistake is what makes apologies feel hollow and comebacks impossible. The takeaway. The next time you need to address something that went wrong, whether at work or in your personal life, write down the sentence before you say anything out loud. I did X, it caused Y harm, and I'm doing Z to fix it. Fill in all three blanks with specific, factual language. Then say exactly that, in person, as fast as possible. Do not add qualifications. Do not explain your intentions. Just deliver those three elements, and stop talking. Thank you for listening. If this article helped, the best-selling book Say It Right Every Time will take you the rest of the way. 115 scripts ready to use whenever you need them. Visit eamonblackthorne.com to get your copy.